In 1996, after the Oslo Peace Accords, a compromise he detested, he returned at last to Ramallah. He tried to coax joy out of himself, as hens were coaxed with barley, but it was hard. Was he returning as a guest, a citizen, or a refugee? In the city, he got lost. On the drive north from the border checkpoints, the land was bare and chalky. He had remembered it leafed with green, in 20 languages of beauty. Was his memory playing him false? At his birth village, Deir Gassana, where he gave a reading, the villagers mobbed him, but they did not know him. In the main square, daubed with Hamas slogans, he seemed to see the past squatting in the sun, like a dog forgotten by its owners. He wanted to pick it up and urge it towards the future. The last place he lived in was Amman, Jordan's capital, where he was buried. He was still angry, with a sort of numb despair, at the condition of Palestinians, the moral turpitude of the Palestinian Authority, and Israel's boot on the neck, controlling everything. He accepted that he would always be in a state of uprootedness. But there was one sure place he belonged, where he could retreat from ugliness or abuse or tedious waiting at some checkpoint, his inner space. There he reassured himself that quiet simplicity could be eloquent. Even silence could.